Hey everybody, we're diving right in today without a musical intro because we have great music on the back end from Too Many Zoos of New York, so stay tuned for that. But before we get into our episode with Josh, this month's filmmaker, I want to say thanks for coming back and joining us after us taking a little summer off. A little unexpected, but life happens. As I've said before, I'm gunning for an episode a month in these next few months, so stick around for some great indie filmmakers and indie musicians. Those of you who are listening who happen to be indie filmmakers, today is the day, if you're listening, to get a discount code to submit to Cinema Slice's first Slice of Fright Fest. So check out the discount code here in the show notes. Also, we have a drop dead date only about 3 weeks away, so you don't have a long time to submit. So submit your film if you want to be part of that. We have shorts and scripts is what we're looking for, 6 minutes or 6 pages and less. So check those out. Like I said, the link to the film Freeway is also here in the show notes, so get on that. Without any further ado, we're going to jump into this interview with Josh and his short film, C.
So my name is Josh Kokol. I am a filmmaker here in Columbus, Ohio. Just started this last December and kind of wanted to hit the ground running. So we decided we're just going to put out a film almost every single month, just kind of get that experience in a flash. It's been good. It's been good. I mean, the stuff you learn by doing is just, it's amazing. So, but we've gotten pretty lucky. A couple of our films have done pretty well. One film especially, Seed, is already won 2 awards. That was our second film, and my first time happened to be my own director of photography as well as director. So it was, it's been a challenge having to do everything. So
how many short films have you put out?
Jeez, we've done, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we just wrapped on 6, I think. So about 6 now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, like 7 months.
And where in the, where in that succession was Seed?
Steve is number 2. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the second film you ever were the director for.
Yeah, yeah. And I had
the first one where you were also your own DOP.
My first one, I had a DOP, but then You know, I had to, for creative differences, I let him go, and then I finished the rest of the film shooting it myself. And then Seed was the first one. I was my own DOP completely from start to finish.
Okay. Cool. So since Seed's the one that I got to see, and Seed's the one that's kind of getting a little bit of buzz, can you tell folks what that's about? Without ruining it. short synopsis, you know?
Well, it's about this, I'm a nurse, you know, that's what I do full time, you know, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And, you know, like, some of the stuff that I've seen and been a part of is really, you know, opened up a Pandora's box of questions about this world and the life we live. And one of the things, how I developed this story was, you know, sitting at someone's deathbed. I've done that quite a bit. I've been with people who are dying and passed on. And I've always wondered, you know, like, what else is there? What else is going on inside our bodies? You know, like, what is... And so that was kind of a driving force behind Seed. And it kind of slowly developed over time. I got this concept that, you know, basically like mixing like the supernatural and science, you know, because I feel like they kind of go definitely hand in hand. But Seed is basically about a kind of like a young 20-something, you know, kind of mentally underdeveloped kid who's like codependent with his mom. And his mom is like, she passes from cancer. And then one of the things that she wanted to do was donate her body to science. So that way in her death, like she could still, you know, still be a part of something and then have her son go up and talk to the doctors and, you know, kind of just, you know, get outside the house and see how, you know, her donation to science would benefit, you know, people and benefit people like him. But it definitely takes a bit of a darker turn as the movie goes on, so.
So having only seen that one, do you tend to have a darker side on your films? Are you a horror guy? Is that kind of your thing, or are you kind of all over the place?
I'm definitely a horror guy. I like the macabre, and I enjoy horror films myself. I just it's such a visceral experience whenever you go and watch a horror film, a really good one, you know, that just sticks with you and the imagery is like stuck in your head and you're afraid to come home at night, you know, and like I'm one of these freaks that like I'm so paranoid about things, you know, that I have to check my closet before I go to bed every night. I really, literally drives my wife crazy. And I have to lock my front door, not my front door, but my bedroom door even. And I look behind the bed and all this other stuff. You know, I've done it since I was a kid. And it's always been because of like horror movies. I used to be afraid of the toilet because I saw the back of this one VHS tape, if you remember those, in Blockbuster. Because my parents wouldn't let me watch.
Oh, I sure do. I sure do. I'm in my mid-30s, so I spent a lot of time on Blockbuster.
There you go. Yeah, me too. Well, I wasn't allowed to ever watch horror movies growing up, you know, because they were considered evil. But so I'd go to Blockbuster and the backs of these horror movies when my parents weren't around. I'd read the synopsis and then I watched this one. I guess it was Ghoulies or something. I read the back of one. It was Ghoulies, and it was about these little monsters that were coming up out of a toilet or something. I couldn't use the toilet after dark, you know.
And that's just from seeing the box.
Yeah, exactly. So if I had to go, I would just like go outside or something. But anyways, it's always horror movies have always been a fondness. I've always had a weird fond place in my heart. So
that's funny. I've always liked horror, and the in and out of my life, it's gotten from like something I watch a lot of, to something I don't a lot to I do to I don't. But for like my entire adult life, it's been like pretty steady that it's like my favorite genre. You know, like, and I tend to like a lot of stuff that people call genre film. You know, I love horror, I love sci-fi, I love action, you know, and I love my favorite films probably are the ones that kind of do all those together, you know, things like, you know, Aliens and whatnot. I love that stuff. So yeah, I completely vibe. And having also grown up looking at a lot of VHS covers, I definitely vibe with that too. One of the VHS covers that came to mind for me recently with, 4th of July just happening was Uncle Sam. Do you remember ever seeing the box cover for that?
I don't think so. Tell me a little bit about it.
It was one of those lenticular ones, so it, like, you know, it follows you, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's the standard old Uncle Sam poster, like the I Want You, but it says like I Want You to Die.
Nice.
And he's like this creepy Uncle Sam. The movie's ridiculous, and Uncle Sam's like a dude walking around. I think he's like on stilts. He's like this super tall dude. I don't understand quite the concept, and I haven't seen it in a really long time because I can't seem to find a copy anywhere, although I did see it just recently got added to Amazon, so maybe I'll be rewatching that one soon. But yeah, so horror, man. Horror is definitely one of my things, too. Have you gotten a chance to see any of the bigger names or even lesser named, you know, horror films this year that have really like hit you at all?
Yeah, man. I just watched Hereditary, and I know there's been like such polarization about, I don't know, everything seems polarized now that anything that comes out, everybody's got an opinion, and it's such a strong one. But what I love about horror is that, you know, it enables you to like suspend disbelief if you really get into it, you know, if you just let yourself go and get into it. And I thought Hereditary did an amazing job of that because the entire thing is just so tense, and it just like grabs you. And, you know, even though it's got some tropes in it, I think it's still like killed it as far as like being surprising and the imagery that's in it. And it sticks with you. Some of the scenes you're just like, what the fuck? You know?
Oh, definitely. And, man.
Yeah. It just
definitely a what the fuck movie.
Yeah, definitely. And it just creeped me the hell out, you know, and I loved it. You know, I was still thinking about it days later. And I even like, what I love about movies like that is like there's like little Easter eggs in it, you know, and you really have to be like, well, wait, did I just say that? What was that? And you know, I think that's the hallmark of a great movie is being able to be like, I want to go back and watch this again because there's stuff I missed. You know, I didn't quite get it. You know, things that make you think, you know, and I think a lot of people don't like that. I think they like, you know, just to, you know, see like, you know, people get gutted and stuff like that. But I love movies that make you think. And that's what I'm trying to do too, is make movies that make you think as well as like, challenge you, and well, hopefully, you know, you'll go home and have to check the closet and look behind the bed before you go to sleep. And that's a job well done if you're a horror filmmaker. So I love that. How about you?
Yeah, I saw Hereditary, man, and it's fantastic. I also just saw the new Purge movie, which I'm also a big fan of. So I've been very happy with the horror films, the horror world in the last few years, as far as both, you know, there's probably only maybe a handful, two or three each year, that blow me away that are like studio films, but there's a lot of stuff under, you know, independent stuff that, you know, I get really, really blown away by. You know, I spend a lot of time covering things like film festivals and stuff, and there's always a lot of really cool gems. So, you know, no doubt. I definitely am a big fan of a lot of that stuff. And I'm glad you brought up Hereditary, because that is definitely, you know, one of the ones that really hit me this year. That Annihilation I absolutely love, which is, you know, sci-fi horror stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that was really different.
Also,
too.
Oh, completely different. And you seen that one?
Yeah, I did. We just watched it the other night. It was pretty good. It was beautiful. It was like, it was stunning, like how beautiful it was and how creepy that was, that it was so beautiful, you know? But wow, what a different take on horror sci-fi. So anything sci-fi, monsters.
Yeah.
Right.
Alex Garland, the director, you know, his debut a couple of years ago was, you know, Ex Machina. He's kind of got this dark sci-fi thing about him that is just so appealing to me.
Oh yeah, I loved Ex Machina. It was so good, so good. Anything with killer robots, man. Anything with killer robots. We just watched Terminator the other night. My wife had never seen it, and she was blown away. She was like, "Wow, that's really scary." I mean, there was moments where, you know, Arnold's like, it kind of made us think, you know, like, okay, they, you know, these machines, they sent this like machine back in time, this killer assassin robot, and they wanted him to blend in, but they gave him an Austrian accent, even though he can mimic anybody's accent, you know, around him. They gave him an Austrian accent. I thought that was a little ridiculous. So, but,
I love
the concept. So it was a good laugh as well as it was like tense. So I love the old school 80s sci-fi.
Definitely, man. And so are you, so you said you're trying to put out something almost, you know, monthly-ish at this point. Do you have more stuff coming out? You said you just wrapped on your sixth?
Yeah, we just wrapped on a short one, a super short one called Made in America. And it's like a thriller about this, you know, woman who basically wants to regain her power back after being in a loveless, abusive marriage. So she starts a murder cult. So becomes the god of that, a self-proclaimed god of that. But we're about to release that as soon as we get some pretty sweet music put to it. But yeah, no, putting out something every month is just, I'm in my mid-30s, so it's like, it's a little hard on my body to do that kind of stuff. And we shoot like 13 to 16 to sometimes more hours straight shooting. Because you got so many people, you're doing indie, you're not really paying people because you can't really afford it. So it's like, you really have to just get it and nail it in one go. Seed was the accumulation of 16 hours straight shooting from like, I didn't even sleep the night before, from like 4 a.m. to like almost 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just, that's what you do with indie filmmaking. When you don't have money, you don't have a budget, and you've got actors and actresses that have lives of their own. You get it done when you can get it done, and you hope for the best sometimes.
Do you have any children?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Finding a 16-hour days on top of children would probably be even harder.
yeah. I mean, we do want kids. My wife is my assistant director. She does an amazing job. We do want kids. We're just kind of like, you know, just kind of like letting it happen as it be right now.
That's a good way to do it, man. I've been married a long time. We got married young. So, you know, I've had kids for a while. I can't imagine when I think about my wife's schedule, figuring out how to do some of the things that I want to do, you know, some of the creative things I'd love to be a part of, and I just don't have that time. So I envy folks who do, although I also know that it's not that you have time, it's that you make time a lot of times, you know, so I appreciate that, you know, it's not like it's simple, you know, when you're trying to balance full-time jobs, sometimes part-time jobs on top of that, and then trying to, you know, find time to do your creative things, you know, that's impressive. So
yeah.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, well. Yeah, thanks. Well, we want to have kids so I can start casting them in my movies for free.
It's free action. You don't have to worry about paying them. So.
Exactly, and put them to work carrying C-stands and such. So we want to make it a family business, you know, so, yeah.
Kind of like people who own farms and they just, you know, you got to have kids for free labor, you know, it works out.
Exactly, yeah, and to take care of you one day. It was a family business, so. We'll
someone's got to probably someone's gotta pay for me to go to the nursing home one day, too, you know, so.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. If I'm
awesome,
work.
Man. Hey, well, where can folks check out your stuff?
For right now, you can just check us out on Facebook at Somatoform Films.
Okay.
You can also check us out like on Vimeo, YouTube, just Google Somatoform Films or my name, Josh Kokel, It's pronounced Kaukl, K-A-U-K-L. A lot of people think it's Cockle or something like that, but it's Kaukl.
Kaukl,
yeah,
okay.
Check us out. We don't have a website officially yet. We don't really have time for that. We're just hustling and making movies. So, but yeah, check us out.
Awesome, man. Hey, well, thanks for catching up with us, and we'll hopefully catch up with you again soon when you got a few more new things to talk about.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
What's up, guys? This is Matt Doe from Too Many Zoos. The next tune you're going to hear is called Missy. This is off our first full-length album. It's one of my favorite records, inspired by a lot of dancehall and island music. You'll hear some traditional dancehall rhythms, kind of with our own twist. Anyways, I hope you enjoy it. Bye. Next tune you're going to hear is one called To The Top. This is from our first ever EP entitled F-Note. This is a special record to us, one of the first, I think actually this is the first song we ever wrote and performed in the subway in New York City together. So we hope you enjoy it, man. Again, To The Top off of F-Note.